Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Bad dads, how you feel? All the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle, fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was knocking blue. Soldiers showing up.
Welcome, everybody, to Street Talk. Mad Dance. I'm going from the TV show to the radio show, but that's how I roll. I am your host, VJ Smith, the national president, doing all kind of things. I'm Facebooking, I'm tweeting, I'm talking on the radio, I'm putting in numbers, I'm asking for people to call in, I'm waiting on Sharpbody to call in. I'm waiting on all my people to call in. I'm waiting on the Mad Dads to call in. I'm doing all kind of stuff, and I'm really excited about it because multitasking is exactly what I do. Now, listen, my guest was a homeless brother, and so, of course, you know, the brother's homeless, so he didn't make it. What do you expect? You expect him to make it? Yes, I did, but he didn't. So since he didn't make it, we're going to talk about homeless. And we're going to have, as a fill-in, we're going to have Danny fill in and take his place because Danny has been homeless. But, you know, guess what? Guess what? I've been homeless, too. And it wasn't nice. It wasn't a good experience. And I don't know if you've ever been homeless, but we'd like to hear your stories and hear about what it was like for you and how it impacted your life and what difference it made in your life. And what advice do you have for folks that are homeless or going through homelessness? And so we're going to be asking all our Mad Dads to call in. We're going to be asking others to call in, and we're going to have a great show today. There's a lot of resources for homeless in some places. I was at the church on Sunday, and, you know, the brother said to me, he said, "Hey, man, I had to get up out of Chicago, man. You can't get nothing to eat up there if you're homeless. Ain't nowhere to go. I had to get up out of there. You can eat all day long in Minneapolis. I mean, you can eat everywhere. You can get up in the morning and go eat. You can lay down somewhere, get up at noon, and then eat again, and I actually get full, go lay down somewhere else, get up again and get a dinner. And then, you know what, you can go lay down somewhere else, get up again, and there's a snack. There is a snack waiting on you in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and St. Paul, and probably anywhere in the state of Minnesota. But he said, in Chicago, man, you get hungry in Chicago, you be one hungry brother. Now, I don't know if that's true. I really don't know if that's true. But if you know that that's true, or if you don't know that that's true, that is there anywhere to eat in Chicago? Is there anywhere to eat in Detroit? Is there somewhere you can eat? Is there a place to eat? I don't know, but we got tons of places. We got food pantries. We got free meals. We've got shelters. We got special places for even folks from East Africa. We've got churches that give free meals. We've got the United Way has a hotline. It's 211. You just dial 211. Bam. And you say, what do I need? They tell you everything that you need. It's not easy being homeless. It's not easy being a homeless person. There are tons of people that had recovered from homelessness, but I've got lots of ways that you can help. See, because you have to understand who the homeless are. The stereotypes about the homeless, you have to learn about the different reasons for homelessness, and remember every situation is unique. There's no one certain reason why anybody's homeless. I've got callers in the line. If you want to talk to us about being homeless, that number is, you just push one. You've already dialed the number. All you got to do is push one, and then we can talk. And when Sharpbody gets on the phone, I want him to push one because I want to have a special conversation with him. So, Sharpbody, when you get on the line, you let me know. Here's what you do. Educate yourself about homelessness. I think we got Sharpbody on the line here. Let me see if I got him on the line here. Sharpbody, is that you on the line? Okay, now here we go. Did you get a chance to hear our intro?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to hear the intro today?
Yeah, I heard that, Joe. That's what's up, man. I appreciate y'all, man. I love you.
Well, listen to this. Because you're on the line, we're going to do it one more time. 22 seconds of Short Body.
Right.
Here we roll.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, to keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
What you think about that, brother? That was your national debut on Blog Talk Radio, my brother. That theme song just got hit up all over the web, all over the country, man. And you know what? We're going on KFAI Radio to do the official release, and we still need that date. So just hold on, everybody. We're going to do the whole song, but every time we do Blog Talk Radio, that will play for the first 22 seconds. What do you think, my brother?
I appreciate that, man. Hey, man, God has blessed us, man. God's been blessing us to make it happen this way, man. You know, I appreciate y'all, man. I don't even really know how to say it right now, BJ, man. Y'all been showing me so much love all over the country, man. You know, God has been blessing us, man. I'm kind of speechless right now, but I feel blessed, man. That's what it's about.
Well, we want to thank Erica. Erica is the one that figured out the technology to get that done, and I asked her to do it, and she did it. And so, and even when we, I think when we go off the air, we're gonna hit it up one more time, just to intro and outro. We're gonna zoom out, save enough time for that. Tell us a little bit. Have you ever been homeless before?
Yeah, of course.
What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it's talking about like this. It's undefinable, man. You feel like nobody's there for you. You feel like nobody cares about you, man. It's like the lowest point of your life, man. You gotta come out of believing in God, man, because that's what saved me. You know, when I had stopped selling drugs and stuff like that, and just stopped making the money, I couldn't afford the kids I used to be in and the people I used to be around. I had to change my environment, so I had to go home in order for me to change and learn how to survive off what I had instead of trying to get money. So it was a big change for me to do it. You know, like my book, I had to go homeless. You know what I mean? I had to learn how to survive without easy money in my life. So it was like my mentality started changing. I started seeing life different. But then God come into my life, man, to save me. Because at first I wasn't letting him save me, you know. I wasn't really paying attention to the plan.
But wait, we had to cut you off, Short Body, because you're breaking up. We're getting bad reception on your phone, man. And I just thank you, man. I hope that we can get you back on real soon, and I'll try again a little bit later. But where you at right now? We're not getting good reception. I got Danny in the office. Danny, we're talking about homelessness, man. And you were homeless at one point.
Yeah, I was homeless for nearly 4 or 5 years, off and on.
That's a long time, man. Now, when you say off and on, what made you? On mean you were homeless, right? Off mean you were not homeless.
On meant I was either sleeping outside on the streets, or I was sleeping in a shelter on the bottom, on a mat, on a shelter mat. You know, that was homeless. And, you know, in between times I had little spots to stay, and people, I crash over on people's couches and whatnot, but the majority of the time was actually spent either sleeping outside or sleeping on a mat in the shelter.
So when people say homeless people, who, you know, we try to help people understand, who are the homeless people? How do you define homeless? How do you find, you know, because most people say, yeah, that bum, he's homeless. You know, the homeless, he an alcoholic, crackhead, homeless, yeah, that homeless dude, you know, that homeless hooker. Are they homeless people? You know, how do you really define? I think it's bigger than that, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. Technically, the state will identify someone as homeless even if they're crashing on somebody's couch. If you don't have a deed with your name on it, you know, some people will consider that homeless. But me personally, I believe people who live in a shelter would be considered homeless, or people that are sleeping outside and camping. But you'd be surprised at the people who are actually homeless. They're not, there's a lot of them that are not ignorant. There's a lot of intelligent homeless people. There are a lot of good-hearted homeless people, and the homeless community is one of the strongest, I would say the camaraderie in the homeless community is much stronger than a lot of people would think.
So would you say that the homeless person could be someone who's lost their job, a runaway child, someone with a mental illness? One of the first steps in helping people is to see them as individuals and then find out ways they need help and notice them and talk to them, because from what I understand, most homeless people are really starving for attention.
Oh, yeah, and you'd be surprised at how many homeless people are actually mentally ill. But, you know, when I was homeless, you know, it's such a degrading experience for the simple fact that, you know, everybody's telling you you can't be in their business, you can't be on their property, and there's nowhere to go. You know, you need to use the bathroom, you break the law, you need to, you know, and all these other things. So a kind word, you know, goes a long way, and sometimes the 50 cents that you give to a homeless person can go a long ways, not in terms of buying things, but just to have that sense of feeling that humanity still is humane. Humanity is still a good thing, you know. It's hard to see humanity the same after you've been homeless.
I like what you said, man. Humanity is still humane. You be coming up with some cool stuff. I love you, Danny. Listen, now, respect for the homeless as individuals, you know, it's important to give the homeless people the same courtesy and respect you would accord your friends, your family, and even your employer. Treat them as you would wish to be treated if you needed assistance. And I think a lot of times we disrespect the homeless.
Oh, yeah. There have been times where people would laugh at me. And at one point of homelessness, I resorted to going into crime and criminal activity to try to get out of homelessness. And that was one of the on and off aspects of it. But the reason I went to going and doing crime when I was homeless was because people were laughing at me. Oh, look at that bum. You know, all those bags he got to carry around. You know, he don't smell too good. It's because I ain't got no money for no shower. You know, I could be out here robbing everybody, but, you know. And then enough insults to make somebody go down that wrong road.
And so what you're saying is it's a form of bullying.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely it is, because 9 times out of 10, the homeless person cannot control the fact that they're homeless. You know, it's a long process to get out of homelessness. It'll take at least 5, 8 months, maybe even years sometimes, just to be able to find a waiting list that is available to open up, you know, and especially when jobs are not hiring somebody. I used to go and try to apply for jobs knowing I was homeless, you know, and they knew I was homeless and they wouldn't hire me just because I was homeless, you know.
Wow. So I think one of the things is that when you talk about helping homeless people, you need to respond with kindness, and we can make quite a difference in the lives of a homeless person when we respond to them with kindness instead of ignoring them or dismissing them, because a kind word and a smile will go a long way. You agree with that?
Very much so. Very much so. You could be the person that changed their whole outlook on humanity. You could be the one person that says hi or thank you or how are you doing today, or give them 50 cents, and their eyes will be more hopeful. They'll be able to, you know, actually go out there and try to make a difference in their life, because now they got a little worth and they got some value.
So, when you were homeless, did you develop a list of shelters and times, and were you organized as a homeless person?
Actually, that's an interesting question, because when I first got into homelessness, there was no kind of homeless orientation, so I was just kind of stuck. You know, everybody migrates the same way, depending on what city they're in, St. Paul or Minneapolis, but you got what we call routines. You know, a certain drop-in center will be open for a certain amount of time, and then another place will be open for dinner or breakfast, and then we go over there. So it's a lot of walking around. So in terms of list, local shelters and stuff like that, we just kind of have to go by ear. You know, whatever our fellow homeless person was telling us was usually what the resources were, unless we had a case manager.
Okay. Now, I hear in some cities they got a thing called the Street Sheet. It's a biweekly newspaper sold in almost every major city, and it's intended to help the homeless help themselves. For every paper sold, the homeless earn 5 cents deposited into a special savings account earmarked for their rent. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
We may have to check into that and see what that says. It's called Buy Street Sheet. I never heard of that either. I don't think they do it here in Minnesota. They might do it in other cities. You know, the other thing is about bringing food. It's as simple as taking a few extra sandwiches when you go out and when you pass someone who asks for change, offer him or her something to eat. If you take a lunch, pack a little extra. When you eat at a restaurant or order something to take with you, you know, when you leave, you can give it out to a homeless person. You know, I always thought, though, when you give people a sandwich and they say, you know, I'm hungry, man, and you give them a sandwich, you say, well, I don't want that. I want, you know, I didn't want turkey. I want chicken. I want to be able to give me $5 because then I can buy what I want. I always felt like, you know, I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah, I can understand that because, but you got to also understand the amount of stress on people that are homeless. The amount of degradation they go through on a daily basis is hard for them to maintain, or it was hard for me to maintain mentally, you know. So every now and some, a lot of homeless people smoke cigarettes. Sometimes they just need a cigarette for the day. I don't condone smoking cigarettes.
Yeah,
but,
that's right, we don't.
You know, but that's the logic and the reasoning behind why they might ask you for cash, you know. And some of them just want hygiene stuff. You know, maybe there's, I don't know, there's a lot of things that they could be asking for, but that'll probably be why.
Okay, so we talked about bringing food to help folks out, but they say, is it better to, let me ask you this, Danny, you were homeless. Is it better to give a homeless person money or to give money to an organization that helps homeless people?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, either or will be fine. If you want to make a more personal impact, I would say give the homeless person money, but you don't know where that money is going. If you give the money to an organization, they might help. That might be helpful as well. And it'll be more of an indirect service to the homeless. And you know, it'll be up to that organization to be able to make the homeless person feel valued. So when you give it to them personally, you have more of an intimate connection. If you give it to the organization, you'll still have an impact, but it won't be. You'll have to depend on the organization to show that love and compassion and giving that to them.
Okay, you listen to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's National Blog Talk Radio, all over the country. You listen to Danny and VJ Smith. Our producer is Erica. Erica is our producer, and she told us it's time to take a musical break.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Better get your structure, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what I'm trying to do. All I see is black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
We just had to take that musical break. We're excited. You know, as you can see, it's the first day we've been able to do that. And we did it three times so far on one show. We're going crazy. We're going mad dag. Take it short, body crazy on this show. Now, talking about homeless, did you take advantage of clothing when you were homeless? Did you take advantage of what clothing that fit you? Were you able to find clothes that fit you and stuff?
Oh yeah, there were some shortages on the larger sizes, but the amount of if you can imagine being homeless, you're carrying around everything you own on you all the time, unless you're blessed enough to have a locker in order to store most of that stuff. But a lot of times people will need to have those clothing resources. Some of these shelters, they'll have a closet to where they can go in there, get a pair of clothes and throw the dirty clothes in the hamper, and it gets recycled again. So that makes the load a lot easier instead of having to carry around 50 pounds of clothes on them. You know, it's a lot of homeless have to throw away their stuff or lose their clothes. So those clothing closets do a lot. I got a lot of clothes from them.
Well, we're going to go back to Sharp Body, see if we can get him on the line again. Sharp Body, how you doing? Can we get a good reception from you this time, sir? Sharp Body.
Hello. Yeah, what's happening, sir?
Hey, that's a better reception, man. You sound good. You know, you didn't quite finish what you were saying, so we want to give you an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I let God help me and help this homeless situation, man. What I seen when I was in the homeless family is it's a lot of gifted people, man. That they get a chance to express themselves and get the motivation from the powers that be to help them come about what they was in while they're homeless. We look, our people, man, we look into the wrong avenues in life to help us come up out of them, because we're stuck into that negative world that we can't make it, you know. And that was like one of the main bases of me writing my book called The Thug Bible, because I did think I was going to only be a part of my life, you know what I mean? I didn't think that I could be an author, I could be a CEO, you know what I mean? I was taking other routes. I was taking get it at the moment type of thing, get it fast right now, instead of thinking of my future. See, when I was in, I didn't think about credit and nothing like that to get a, you know, nice car and a nice house, or, you know, get. I thought about that money I got in my pocket right then and there, you know. That's where we come from. Because once you be down like that, all of you be surrounded by so much negativity that, and you be so, you don't even pay attention to your gift, and you forget about it, you know. And that's what I say when I was in jail in a penitentiary. You get the type of vibe. You see so many people with so many God-gifted talent that be so much wasted on, because they don't realize what it really is to help them come up out of the situation that they're in, man. That'd be like the downfall of us, fam. And, you know, it just takes somebody like me for being homeless and coming up out of that mind frame and knowing that we can help and believe in God and help and let God help us out of the situation we've been in.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I want to thank you for coming on and being on the show. So, buddy, I appreciate you. You know, I want to talk to you, Danny, a little more about how important it is to have volunteers. When you were homeless, how important was it to have volunteers, people around to help the program?
Oh, it was very important because, you know, the shelter staff gets overloaded sometimes, and, you know, the quality of service, you know, sometimes you get treated like a inmate, and the service provider have to act like a CO, a correctional officer, simply for the fact that they're so overloaded that they can't give quality attention. They can't give that, you know, level of service that, you know, you would require.
Well, you know, and I think our children need tutoring. We particularly need, there's all kind of tasks that need to be done, so it's room for people to volunteer. It's even, people still want to have their hobbies even though they're homeless. They still want help with their hobbies. And of course, the battered women's shelters, those women need all the help that they can get getting through those situations of being battered and being abused and victims of violence. And so it's important to do that. And so it's important. One of the other things that you can do is publish information. I have a sheet right here that has resource lists of housing assistance, basic GED assistance, utility assistance, rental. All this stuff is on there, and you need to have that to give out to the community so they can use that. Also, sign your company up to help out. If you work for a major corporation, Fortune 500 company, have them sign up to be a part of the donations where part of their proceeds go to an organization. And then create a list of things that you think the homeless needs. You can start having your coworkers collect them and bring them to work, and then drop them off at a shelter, homeless shelter, or a place where they help folks out that are homeless. All those things are important that you can do. And, you know, one of the things you don't think about, but people don't remember, the children that are in shelters still want to play.
Mm-hmm.
They still want to have fun. When you were homeless, did you have any kids around you?
I had some people who were homeless with their children, and that was an experience. I mean, hats off to the people who went through homelessness with the child. That's one of the hardest things I could ever imagine. But those kids want to play and have fun, and they're not able to, you know, because, you know, being homeless, you get treated like a criminal anyway. So you imagine that on an innocent child, it's just the same, you know.
Well, it's worse. I think it's worse. You know, the other piece is companies employ the homeless. I'm not saying bring crazy folks into your job. But what I am saying is those folks that are ready to work, there's a lot of homeless people that just got a bad break. You know, there's people that their mom died and somebody died, and they don't have the resources they used to have anymore. So now they need help. One of the things we found out is about the economical situation in America is that they actually made the rent, utilities, and all that too high for the normal average Joe.
Yes. Say it again, brother. Say it again.
You know, I will. I'll say that again. They made rent and all those other things, utilities and all the essentials, too high for the average individual because most people don't make enough money to still save something and then pay their rent and do what they need to do. So you either or, something's missing all the time, which is really sad. And the civil rights of the homeless is not correct. There's a problem there. Because there's certain rights that you have as a human being that people pass you by on simply because you're homeless.
Yeah, one of those, take human function like, you know, using a bathroom. That's a human thing. You can't escape not using a bathroom. But if you don't have enough money to buy a place to use the bathroom in, and these businesses won't let you use it, and let's say you use it outside, what happens? You get a ticket. You get a ticket paid to pay money or go to jail. And what happens when a billionaire gets a ticket? They get the same price ticket as the homeless person, you know? So there's a big injustice. You can't sleep outside. You can't use the bathroom outside, you know, so you're punished for being a poor human being.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and that's sad. But the other thing that you can do is form a transitional housing program. Most potent homeless prevention services the community can offer residents who are in danger of eviction a transitional housing program. And transitional means that we transition you back into housing. You're not quite ready. You don't have a full-time job. But we transition. We give you a housing and kind of help you stifle that until you can move forward. Some people really need that. But you can also write a corporation and have them join the battle for low-income housing. Have them be a sponsor of a halfway house or a transitional housing or a program like that. And then also you can contact your government representative to get more involved. What happens, Danny, when you get more involved politically?
It's a great thing because if it wasn't for the homeless people getting involved when GA was about to get cut, we would have seen a lot of cuts and a lot of people starving on these streets today. If it wasn't for the people, shouts out to everybody that stood up and gave their testimonies and went up to the Capitol and set their peace, because without that, GA would have got cut, MA would have got, medical assistance would have got cut, food stamps would have got cut, everything would have got cut to save the budget.
Wait a minute, so you said if we hadn't saved the budget, everything would have got cut.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the homeless people and the people who were in the struggle going up there on top of the hill, they would have cut everything. You know, we have to go out there. We have to fight for that. We really have to fight for that. We have to go up to that Capitol, sit there and listen to them talk and wait and give our testimonies and everything. But we made a difference. We made it happen.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio with my co-host, which is Danny here. And he's part of Mad Dads and Public Allies also. So it's good to have him. He got on the radio with his sharp body. And we've been playing his theme song about three times already so far. We'll play
that good.
One more time before we go out. I'm going to ask Sharp Body if he got any last-minute thoughts before we go out there here. Sharp Body, got any last-minute thoughts for us, sir?
Yeah, man. Danny, man, I love you, fam. Keep doing your thing, man. You know what I mean? Proud of you, Mr. VJ Smith, man. God bless all us. And, man, keep pushing, man. Man, Dad for life, man. We out here.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. We appreciate you. And just before we go out, what we going to do, go ahead, man.
I was going to say already, man. Thanks, man. I love you too, man. Keep doing it big.
Yeah, that's right. He will keep doing it big. And you know, we're going to make sure because, you know, we're busting out this Mad Dad theme song, man. We're busting out the country with it. One of young Brittany just said she likes it. Brittany, you in here?
No, she's not in here.
Okay, but Brittany said it's hot. She likes it. And you know Brittany likes it. It's going to be on and popping. Erica, we thank you very much for putting the Blog Talk theme song on there for us, and we appreciate that very much. Erica, why don't you come up and say a couple of words to Sharp Body and the rest of the team while we're on the air?
What? That would give me 40 seconds. You got a 22-minute thing.
Okay.
22-second thing. So, I don't know. Thank you for making the song. I love the song. I'm happy I was able to add it to the show. That's it. I'm good.
That's good. So we're going to go ahead and kick the theme song one more time before we etch out, and then I'm just going to say, Lord, thank you so much for my man Sharp Body. We God bless him and God bless this song. God bless America.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and expressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.